you know, when you look around, you know, a friend of mine, another academic, gave me a great metaphor that I steal all the time related to helping people make sense of this. If you were to drive out into one of our suburbs and find the big suburban housing development with 500 houses in it, and you were to go through and knock on every single door and ask the occupants if they have a first-degree family member, so a son, daughter, husband, wife, brother, sister, that has served in the military at any given time over the last 13 years, you're likely to find two homes out of 500 that would respond yes. And if you think about then that housing development as sort of the social and cultural environment that someone who's coming out of the military is then returning to, and they're plopped right in the middle of that, you can see how very quickly they could be in a position to feel sort of isolated and alone and distinct from, in a way that's not positive, the rest of that particular community. It's this very frustrating divide because, you know, at no time in our history has there been more goodwill focused from Americans towards our veterans, but that goodwill to date really has only been allowed to exist at a superficial level as opposed to the opportunity to deeply understand that experience of military service during time of war, such that you can engage with those men and women who have served in meaningful and socially and culturally meaningful ways.